and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Welcome to tonight's podcast, everybody.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you doing?
Oh, my friend just sent me a picture of a ring.
Shit. We didn't say happy Halloween to everyone. Happy trick-or-treating.
Oh, happy trick-or-treating.
Well, by the time you listen to the podcast, it'll be over.
I know, really?
Yeah,
I
mean, it's starting to get big. Don't be negative.
It is, but do you say happy Halloween? Like, you just sort of dress up and stuff.
I love it. I think, like, when I dropped the boys off today at daycare, the kids were dressed up.
That's super fun. That's really cute.
There was one kid, I was like, oh, it's a cute outfit. And it wasn't an outfit.
You say that.
I was like, oh, you look cute. And the teacher sort of looked at me like, I was like, oh, okay. All right.
You would be the funniest parent.
Oh, it's just awkward.
Yeah, Alex?
So you like Halloween, PJ?
I don't mind it.
You know, it's just all the corporate sugar companies keeping all our kids hooked on sugar.
Well, I didn't specifically say that. I
can't believe you're endorsing it. God,
no, guys, come on.
So anyway, the face of Halloween and I were driving you home. Have you got to do a sponsored Instagram post?
No.
Enjoy your Halloween sugary treats.
Coming up in the show, we played Yay or Nay.
Yep.
We'll give you an update on how my car auction's going.
Oh, yeah. And hang on. Things went from a really, really nice moment today between the team.
Yeah.
To a really, really harsh one. I mentioned.
People have been saying for so long I need to get comeback. And this is not even nearly leveling what you've done to me over the years.
I put a list together today of 14 amazing things that I love about Paige, and she did a list as well, 14 things that drive her nuts about me.
As requested by you, you said go hard out and be honest. So I was.
Oh, yes, you were.
And you'll hear the results in the podcast.
Enjoy, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Happy Halloween.
We celebrated early in our house today.
Oh, I saw the photo you posted of your two little tots dressed up. Do you dress them up? Like, do you go to a costume shop? How does it work?
It was an ordeal. It's on my Instagram. I don't even know what my Instagram thing is.
I think it's Jace underscore Hawkins.
Under what?
Underscore Hawkins, is it?
Underscore?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got two little kids. We've got little Hudson, who's almost two.
Yep.
And we've got Felix, who's now four.
Mm.
And I said to him the other day, I'm like, hey, guys, Halloween's at Kindy. They're doing a dress-up day. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
And Felix is like, yeah, I want to dress up. And I'm like, okay, done.
What did Huddy say?
Biscuit. And I'm like, okay, cool.
You wanna Dad.
I'm confused. You want to go as a biscuit or do you want a biscuit? You need to be clear. You're almost two. So I went off and I said to Lou, look, you know, let's get some outfits. She was like, okay. So Lou went out and bought some outfits, right? Yeah. Lou goes to work and I have the kids of a morning till about 10 and then I drop them off to Kindy.
Yeah.
So it's about 10 to 10. We're about to leave the house. My favourite 10 minutes. Any parent would understand. Mm. It's almost drop-off time. I'm going to get my life back just for a few hours. So I said to Mum, like, all right, guys, time to put on the outfits. There were tears.
There was no biscuit outfit.
I don't know what. I got Hudson a pumpkin outfit and yeah. I got Felix a skeleton outfit. Yeah. And for some reason, like, you know, kids are like you. You just change your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Every second. So I'm like, how am I going to do this? So this is like 9:30 this morning. So I went and got a bag of M&Ms out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And
oh, did you bribe?
Not only did I bribe them to get the outfits on, I had to get them to the car in the outfits. This sounds so wrong. But I basically laid out M&Ms.
No, you didn't. Like a little path.
Like little dog treats on the ground out of the house and towards the car.
What? So did they eat them up off the ground?
And I was trying
to... Like a dog?
No, not like... No, they pick them up with their hands. And I'm trying to take photos while they're doing it. And I'm like, smile, capturing this amazing moment while they're shoving M&Ms in. And then when we got to Kindy, they didn't even want to walk in the outfits.
Well, they would have been on a sugar high by the time they got to Kindy.
Lucky I had more. So as other parents are leaving Kindy, I'm like, here we go, come on. Come on, little fella. Who wants a little M&M? Come on. And I'm leading this pumpkin and skeleton.
It looked like a scene out of a dog treat.
It was like, come on, little fella. Come on, little.
You got this, baby boy.
Happy Halloween. Daddy loves you. We'll pick you up at 4. Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We were just mentioning before, we're off to Aussie in just over 2.5 weeks. I'm going
to
be
ready
out
to check those shrimps. Don't say that. Do not say that. You'll get kicked out before you came in.
I don't know why I'm even packing the house. We're going to be back here in Feb, aren't we? Yeah, that was a quick run, but oh, good times. So look, we're both adulting at the moment. We're trying to prepare our houses and pack up all our stuff and everything and head over. You needed to sell your car.
Yeah.
I knew that you weren't going to do it yourself. So me being
don't get me wrong, there have been attempts. There have been many tries.
You put a photo on Instagram when anyone want it.
Yeah. I'm a basic kind of girl. Like, I like things straightforward.
Finally, we agree on something. So I posted it on Trade Me. I put, this is your chance to buy a piece of New Zealand celebrity history. This immaculate two-door Toyota Corolla is owned by none other than ZM's very own uber-rich and fabulous PJ Harding. I can't believe you made me put the rich bit in. Host of the ZM Drive Show with Jay Sexy Hawkins.
Can't believe you made me put the sexy in.
It said, look, sold as is, Charles the chauffeur not included. Now, we put it up. Just, I think it was like $20 we started at. There is a buy now price of $2,500. I cannot believe.
What's it at? What's it at? Because yesterday it was like $600 at the end of the day, wasn't it?
$1,900.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're right. I'm lying. $1,040.
Oh, I was going to say. That's still amazing.
That's still amazing.
That's
someone
incredible.
Is,
I would take it for that.
16.
Oh, kidding. I want more than that. But I'm so bad at selling.
16.
So I can never be a sales rep.
No, you couldn't. 16 bids.
Yeah.
And someone is currently leading at $1,040.
Are they sincere bites?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
They are. And this person's got like a 5-star rating and stuff.
Really?
Yep.
What's their name?
That bid was actually placed 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Steady_Ed38.
Oh. Let's not say their name on the air.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mate, they might want to be a private buyer.
Yeah. They might be embarrassed by their purchase.
Well, they're buying the wrong car, let me tell you.
You know, my favourite part is the safety rating.
Oh, yeah.
Is 1-star.
How do you know?
It says.
Who put that?
Trade Me does.
How did Trade Me know?
Because you give them all your details.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They've got this special software that goes, shitbox, and then they put the 1-star next to it.
What are the comments saying?
Oh, there are some great questions.
Really?
Oh, what's the question?
Because I can answer them. I'll do a live Q&A.
Oh, all right. Settle down, mate. Don't say you'll come with
me anything.
Okay.
Most of them are asking if the purchase of the car comes with a date.
Oh.
Mate, to get the sale.
No.
To get the sale.
No.
Do we have to give PJ a lift to the airport?
Or that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Could we just make her run?
Yeah, okay. Lol. I don't know if I'd fit my suitcases in the car.
One of my favourites, does it come with Aussie Romance's broken heart?
Oh, that's oh, that's not nice.
It's in the boot. Yep. Yep.
Estimated shipping cost to Melbourne, so.
Oh, someone wants to buy it in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which doesn't quite make much sense.
Nah, no, it's no point putting that
and
on the boat.
Other The other one, has PJ had it checked for STDs?
Oh, guys, come on, a bit of maturity.
Which is a shonky transmission diff.
Oh, what did you think? What would you think?
In that a case, shonky no. transmission diff.
Have you been checked for a shonky transmission diff? Have you? Like, we just need to know. Have you recently been checked for a shonky transmission diff? Did you pass?
Yes.
Right, okay.
That's all good.
You just, it's all good? You're all good? All right. Transmission diff is all good.
Transmission diff.
That's clear. Right, you can get seat covers.
Okay, all right. Behave.
The big sheepskin ones. They're great in winter.
Rubber ones.
Oh, no.
You had to ruin the fun, didn't you? So, look, if you want to bid on the car, if you type in ZMPJ car on Trade Me, you can go there and bid. The auction finishes on Friday. The current bid, $1,040.
Unbelievable.
Someone's getting ripped. Or there's a buy now price of $2,500.
It's just gone up to $1,200.
So, really?
Yep.
Amazing.
Why don't you just throw your cash in a fireplace? Seriously, it'd be the same thing.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Yay or nay?
Afternoon, Jason PJ getting you home. Producer Alex joining us in studio. Hello.
Afternoon.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I was reading a Facebook comment last night on the page, right? And it was like, oh, what's happened to you two? PJ sounds desperate. Jace has gone creepy.
Oh, and they loved Alex's banter. They're like, if anyone should stay, it's Alex, yeah.
Which made me think.
Brutal.
Are you writing stuff on the wall? Like, because that's what it looked like.
I do have a number of fake pages.
Yeah, right. Well, they're doing well. Okay, explain the rules of yay or nay.
Basically, yay or nay. I've got different things that I'll ask you. You have to say yay or nay. Main thing here is no fence sitting.
Yep.
No ifs, buts, whens, whys, hows or whens.
Because you love a fence sit.
I do.
Yeah.
That's the main reason we're doing this, really, is get PJ off the fence.
Give me opinionated.
Okay.
Here we go.
3 seconds to answer. Only yay or only nay.
first topic. Shower caps.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. Yay. What? What? Do you wear shower caps?
I'll use one at a hotel.
So shut up. Have you got this
on
video?
Everyone in the phone room. Everyone in the phone room, like, I've just dropped the biggest bombshell ever.
That is a whole new image.
No, no, no. So, like, because I'll straighten
I'm
my...
I'm scarred.
So, no. So, I'll straighten my hair, right?
Give him naked with just a shower.
No, I'm not naked with a shower.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Listen. Listen. Oh, forget it. No, like, if I've straightened my hair and we're going out and like, I've just gotten to a hotel, then I'll quickly whack on. Well, they're there in the box. Why not use them? Next topic, please.
Saying thanking you.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Yay. I've been guilty of it.
Thanking you.
Thanking you. Like, it's just a different
just
way
a weird
of saying,
saying
it. It's just
kind
of
like how
like,
you
oh.
say of a morning.
Yeah, when, yeah, it's weird.
It's a bit weird.
So,
of a morning.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Stop it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've discussed it quite a bit.
Sorry, the English
back.
Police have just raided the studio. My bad. Okay. Next topic.
Next topic. Acoustic covers.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yeah.
But, oh, don't you reckon, like, sometimes you walk into a cafe and they'll literally play, oh, there's, like, these Pitch Perfect covers. I can't deal with them.
Oh, you mean, like, acapella?
Oh, like, yeah,
acapella.
Can't deal with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean...
Mate, there's like, acapella groups around New Zealand.
Yes, and I love them.
But you sound just, like you can't deal
we
with
We had
them.
An acapella group at the Ed Sheeran event that
yes,
we did a
and they were fantastic.
Ago.
They were Barbershop, to be precise.
Well, which are the ones you can't stand?
It's just like when I'm sitting in a cafe and it's like Pitch Perfect on repeat and like, hold on, and you just don't need it. So, yes, I like the simplistic acoustic version.
James Arthur did one of the best I've ever heard. He did Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. It's
really?
Great. Yep, YouTube it.
Good. All right, I will. I'll add that to my
thing. It doesn't sound like you're going to. But oh, screw you guys. I'm trying to be a bit of music
crap. You listen to it in your show, yeah?
You would have a radio in a shower.
Sometimes I take my Yui boom. All right, next topic. This is a character assassination. That's what this is.
Shane Warne is the Aussie Bachelor.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Yay! I mean, look, he's got us all talking, so that's surely an indication that
he would be great.
He'd be good content on it.
Great TV. You know what? Tell you, if we weren't going to Aussie, you should put your hand up and do The Bachelorette.
No.
Why?
No.
Imagine the phone calls. Paddy, you kissed another guy on another episode. Stop
Sorry, Mum. Yeah.
Can I rip this rose in two and keep both of you? Like, it's not how it works. Yep.
All right, next one. Taking ice straight out of the freezer and chomping on it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm going to say nay because that, like, you saying that just gave me shivers. I don't know what it was.
So you don't bite into ice blocks?
No.
You
also,
bite ice cream, though.
Also, you know what I don't like? When you're at someone's house and they go, hey, would you like a drink? Do you want ice with that? And then you watch their hands grab the ice cubes.
And then the ice is dirty and there's bits
out
in
of
it.
The trays. And then they put in the glass and they go, there you go. And you've got
to
be like...
I've watched you do that, PJ. And Jace, I've done it to you.
Yeah, I know. This is my subtle way of bringing it up. We got any more?
Yeah, last one. Adult colouring in books.
3, 2, 1.
Yay! They're so good for mindfulness. They're fantastic. They're very therapeutic. Yay, all the way.
Does the monkey like to put down the symbols now and then and just do a bit of colouring?
You're right there, Mr. Show.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
An interesting story coming out of Hawaii. Now, I don't know if this is real. Like, it almost reads as if it's a mock article, but I think it is real. A judge has handed down a rather unorthodox sentence because a guy, he pleaded no contest to violating his ex-girlfriend's protection order. Basically, what he did is he sent 144 nasty text messages to her.
140?
Awful. Yeah, and then on top of that, I think there were phone calls.
Well, that's full stalker.
Yeah, it's awful. It's horrible. He was sentenced to 2 years of probation, $2,400 in fines, 200 hours of community service. And on top of that, the judge stated that to rectify what he'd done, he had to write 144 compliments about his ex-girlfriend.
Not text him. She doesn't want another 140 texts.
Well, he had to write them. I don't know if he had to send them. And apparently he's not allowed to repeat words when writing a nice thing for every nasty thing he said.
It's like he's 7.
I know.
And he's got to go.
But I kind of like
how
it.
How many?
144. It's got producer Alex and I talking.
I could think of nice things about my exes because luckily, you know,
You've had good ends.
Well, I think we ended well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. 140 is a lot.
Producer Alex and I were talking about it. Do you reckon you could write 144 nice things about me.
I
100.
I love you like a sister. 40. You know that.
Okay, let's be realistic. 14.
I love you like a sister. You know that.
Yeah.
I think I would get. Yeah, I could easily.
Yeah, but 14 different things you can't repeat.
Genuine.
Genuine.
Well.
They have to be
like,
real.
I
you
like
can't.
Your hair.
Yeah.
Like that's not real.
Well.
Genuine,
like,
personal.
Like you're no, a. You like to. No, you don't like to share.
I do like to share.
No, you don't. We pay for everything.
What if we give you like 10 minutes?
Hang on. You are genuinely a caring person about yourself. Is that the sort of thing?
Oh, my God.
No.
You
no,
actually
no, no,
do
no.
it.
No, no, no. You do.
If
like
I give you 10 minutes, can you do 14 things?
Oh, God. That's more than 1 minute. Yeah. All right.
Jason.
Okay. Give me the break. Give me the break. Well, I want them to be genuine. I don't want them to be, oh, you wear red lipstick really well. Okay. You know what I mean? Because that's not true. You always get it on your teeth. So, like, 14.
Yeah, 14 things.
Genuine compliments.
Yeah, you get, like, 10 minutes.
This is the only segment.
This is going to be a true test of our friendship.
The only segment you brought to the show today needs to be complimenting you.
The Jason PJ podcast.
That was like doing an assignment on the day it's due. ZM, afternoon, Jace and PJ. If you're just joining us, I've had a little bit of homework the last two songs.
This could sound really self-indulgent if you just...
It is self-indulgent.
No. It's a new story. And I just wanted to test to see, like, because whenever you tune into the show, you're always giving me crap. So it's, like, actually quite a nice refreshment to hear you say something nice. Basically, there's been a story in Hawaii. A judge has handed a rather unorthodox sentence to a guy who basically sent a bunch of really nasty texts to his ex-girlfriend. So to mitigate that or rectify it, they said send 144 nice things about her or write them down.
You've challenged me, not 144 because that's a lot.
You've challenged me.
You've challenged me to come up with 14 things.
This is really self-indulgent.
14 qualities I like about you.
Yeah. And you can't repeat them.
No, I don't repeat. Producer Alex, you can be the judge here. I don't repeat. Do you want some
music? Are you going to play some cute music?
Well, I don't want to play romance music.
Oh, yeah,
like, what are you, royal?
No. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. It's like cheeky and cute. Yeah, cool. Set the scene.
Okay, 14 things. What is it again that I like about you?
Just nice things about me. Seriously, how is it so hard to get your head around
that? Okay, number one.
Yep.
You and I seriously mean this list. That's why it was hard for me to write.
Okay.
You won't actually say anything mean about someone. That's a great quality. Number two, you're honest. You got a shit poker face. When you try and lie, it's so obvious.
Number three,
you'll do whatever you can to make your friends happy. Like Sunday night, you went in on a bender because producer Caitlin was passion two blokes and wanted to take one home.
Dude, you've had three.
You don't put on a front. You're 100% yourself.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one. You love your family more than anything. Whenever your mum's down and stuff, you jump a plane to Christchurch.
Oh.
And you've offered to lend them money and stuff anymore.
Oh, you're going
to
make me cry.
Well, you cashed up. You can afford to. Number six, when I was sick, you dropped dinner around for my boys.
Thank you.
So Lou and I didn't have to worry about it. You always look at the positive in a situation. I'm the half glass empty guy and you're the half glass full
this
girl.
Is so nice. Well, this is so much nicer than I thought you'd be.
What'd you think? I was going to put your feet. We know that's not believable. you're approachable. You don't have to walk on eggshells. Oh, no. Sometimes you've got to walk on eggshells around you because you're a bit emotional. But you are approachable.
Thank you. Okay. Any potential males out there? I hope they're listening to this.
Thought the next one. I wrote it quite quickly. So the next one, I thought it said you're high, but it said your hugs. My bad. You always give good hugs.
Thank you.
Right? Next one, you're not showy. You drive around a shitbox car and you're proud of it. You're going to love this one. You're the life of the party. Yes. Whenever we go somewhere, it's always entertaining when you're there. Number 12, you're funny.
Yes.
God, this hurts.
That's all I wanted.
Sometimes people are laughing at, not with, but it doesn't matter. You're funny. All right? I love number 13. You never make me feel bad about eating shit food.
Yeah.
And number 14 and final, I trust you 110% that you got my back.
Oh, that was really be nice.
I told you if I was going to do it.
I'm sweating.
I told
you. I thought you were going to be like,
I had sweating down. You got 15.
I want to vomit. Really hard.
It's weird, eh?
You
it's
wanted
weird.
Me to be nice. I can't
I know.
Win.
That was really nice. Thank you.
It was a lot harder than I thought, I'll be honest. Like, you should see the first list. I'm like, the way you eat nuggets. Oh, no, that's pretty pathetic.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I was just reading out 14 things that I like about you, right?
Yeah.
It was genuine.
It was actually really nice. I'm still sweating. And I think everyone's confused. Like, producer Alex looks like he's about to vomit. But apart from that.
Well, I love you like a little sis.
I know. Thank you.
I've got a challenge for you.
What?
I reckon later on this hour, you should put a list together of the 14 things that you find annoying about me.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Do you reckon you could fill a list of 14?
No, that's mean.
14 things. Let's find what I do on a daily basis that annoy you. 14 things.
Oh, but we were doing so well at Big Nice.
Yeah, I know, but we're okay. One step away from turning into the hits. 14
okay.
things.
Okay.
That I, oh, okay, you've really turned now. You're like, yeah, okay, give me the pin.
Give me the pin.
The Man Cave.
Before we get to that, we need to enter the Man Cave. It's been a while since we've been in here. In fact, give me a minute. That's hit the spot.
Come on. Please.
What?
Can I please have one?
Okay, yep. There you go.
Thank you.
This is where we go for me to have a vent about the wife.
Yeah.
For some strange reason, this segment doesn't broadcast to my house.
Yeah.
Due to amazing
miracle.
There's a thing Lou does. It drives me insane. And with the Man Cave, lads, if you're in the same boat.
Lads and ladies. And ladies, welcome as well.
Yeah. They're welcome in the Man Cave as well if their partner does this. I doubt it. I know which way it'll be. The other day I went out to the recycling bin, right, because we had Felix's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I had to take, like, the milk plastic bottle out to the recycling bin.
I did notice quite a few people from work were there and I didn't get the invite.
Side note.
Okay.
Anyway, when I went out to the recycling bin, it had only been emptied 3 days before, right?
Yeah.
It only gets emptied fortnightly, right? After 3 days, after being emptied, I open the lid and it's full to the rim. And I'm like, what is this?
What's wrong with that?
When I started pulling things out, 3 boxes were in there. That was it. Lou will throw full boxes in the recycling bin without breaking them down. So, like, there was 3 shoe boxes in there. Like, taking the shoes out and then throwing the full shoe box in the bin. 3 of those, mate, you're full. Like, don't you ever...
Yeah, but I mean...
You tear up the cardboard, you break it down, you get more in the bin.
It's not the end of the world. Like, you can actually just go back in, take the boxes out and flatten them.
Oh, so I'm the guy out the back of Pack and Save now, crushing
she
down the cardboard.
She might have been in a hurry. I think she was probably on her way to work.
Is she in a hurry every time she uses the bin? You don't know probably. What she was doing. But I've got the time to crush them down. That's what it is. You think, that's all right, he'll crush them down to get more
I'd
in the
do
bin.
That. I'd definitely do that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't take the recycling out.
Yeah,
yes, I would.
Charles, take the recycling out. Make sure you crush. Actually, Charles, don't crush down the boxes. I wouldn't. It is such a girl thing to do.
Is it?
Yes. Does your partner do this, Elena?
I've got a few girls in my flat and they all do it.
Yeah. You'll open the bin. There'll be one box in there and the bin's full. Oh, wait, and especially online shopping. Don't even start me with that. Mm. Online shopping, they'll take the clothes out and then the whole box that came in, she just chucks that in the recycling bin.
Yeah,
and then it's full.
So. I've done that.
It drives me insane.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Went to the recycling bin, opened up the bin, it was full. It was empty 3 days earlier. What it is Lou, my wife, with online shopping, she will take the shoes out of the shoe box or whatever box the stuff arrives in and then just throws the whole box in the bin. Do you ever rip anything up and break it down?
No, I don't. And I never really thought about the repercussions of it. I was like, oh, just chuck it in. But now I think about it, yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Man Cave, mate.
G'day, Jazz. G'day, PJ. How are we?
G'day, Tom. We're well.
This issue, you've got at home?
Yeah, well, before we start, can I have a,
yep.
just have a beer?
There we go, mate. Help yourself.
Oh, there we go.
Right. There we go. Tough day at the office, Tommy.
Oh, tough day, even tougher considering what we're about to talk about, Jace.
Okay, how does it play out at your joint?
Oh, Jace, I flat with 3 girls.
Oh, you can forget your bin space. It's gone, mate. That's gone.
It's done. And you talk about 3 days. I'm talking like 1, maybe.
And really? is it online shopping? Is that the boxes and stuff they're putting in there?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, do you bring up the issue with them? How does it go down?
Not good. And whilst we're on this topic,
we've
got things that go in the recycling bin that aren't meant to go in the recycling bin.
Yeah, like plastic bags. Would you put them in there?
No.
Okay, what goes in there? Top three things, go.
Bottles, like milk bottles, cardboard, and newspaper. Yes, I do.
Philip, welcome to the man cave, mate. There we go. Issue, is this going down at your place as well?
Oh, mate, my wife is exactly like yours, buddy. She puts in the complete boxes, and it's like she just doesn't see the problem.
No. And then, if it's full, does she go, Phil, the bin's full, and then you just have to work out how to fix it?
Yeah, and I'll go in and I'll crush all the boxes, and then it's practically empty. And it's like, there you go, there's the answer.
It's like magic.
Guys whinge way more than girls.
Oh, please, please.
They do.
Liv, welcome to the man cave.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I just think you've got it easy, to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
My partner puts full boxes in with plastic packaging in them. He puts ice cream containers full of ice cream.
What a bloody waste.
So I mean, not like full, like all dripping.
Oh,
still.
Yuck.
He even, like, if he's got rubbish in his car, he'll just empty it into the recycle bin because it's so much easier than going into the house to the rubbish bin. So,
yeah, right, you got the bigger problem.
You've just got it easy.
Okay, cool.
So what you're saying is he shouldn't take his lovely wife for granted.
No, she's ringing up to bitch about her partner. Don't twist that on me. Do not twist that on me.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We've had a little project through the show today. If you missed it earlier, there's a judge overseas in America. God, they really hand down random sentences over there.
Yeah.
Basically, there was a guy who was harassing and stalking his ex. The boss made him type out 140 nice things about her after he sent 140 abusive messages.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, I wrote a list of 14 things that I love about you.
Which is really nice. And if you were tuning into the show, you would have been probably feeling a little bit sick because it was quite different from our usual tone.
In response, you've done a list yourself.
Yeah, I have.
Is this the 14 things you love about me?
No, Jason, you asked me to write 14 things that annoy me about you.
How'd you go?
Are we going to play the, like, cute music that you played?
Do you want the cute music?
Yeah. It'll soften the blow a little bit.
14 things
uh-huh.
you find annoying about me.
Just so you know, I love you.
Go All for right, it.
Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
You still dress like you're 20 years younger than you are. It is very rare for you to
Hey.
What?
We're not just flying through this.
Yeah, we've got 14 to get through.
What's wrong with wearing
Nothing.
Vans?
It is early it's the Von Zippers, mate. We've told you and we won't tell you again. It's very rare for you to be content with a meal and you literally complain after every lunch.
I always feel bloated. I think I've got an intolerance.
Number three, you care about your hair more than I do. Number four.
Well, I'm holding on to what I got.
You are impossible to be in a room with because the temperature is never right.
It's quite hot around here. I think, like, if you're going to have aircon, have it at 19. Otherwise,
number five, you smoke bomb and ditch us at parties. Number six, you make this annoying sound before going on air.
I was doing it just what you were saying.
Yeah, so as we like, you're like 20 seconds. you told me to write this.
The music's finished.
You say, I'm in a good mood today, guys, which actually means you're in a shit mood and you're overcompensating. You are a noisy eater. When I miss your
you're
call...
You're a filthy eater.
Yeah,
you're
but
like,
you're a noisy one, and that's way worse. When I miss your call and then call back straight away and you don't pick up. How we always have to go where you want to go for lunch.
No, we don't go to where I want to go.
Yeah, we always go where you go. It's like Sia says, and then we go and eat. How you say done when you're trying to wrap people up.
Done. Like saying done now, let me tell you.
Done. You always take my phone charger. Bring your own to work.
Currently using it at the moment.
You always get away with using the company cars overnight. And finally, you always try and flirt with Liz from Sony Music and it's always awkward and embarrassing. And it's always...
Sorry, we had a technical difficulty. We've had a technical difficulty. We are going to go to a song. Oh, here's Taylor Swift.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
by.co.nz.
Former bachelorette Naz has been spotted hanging out with Married at First Sight New Zealand's groom Hayden Daniels. It was actually on her Instagram story of her fitness social media page, Naz Fitness. You can see them walking down the road together, hanging out.
So hang on. Is this the meathead from Married at First Sight?
Don't call him a meathead.
Is he the one that's with Belle?
Yes, correct.
Who was also on The Bachelor?
No, he wasn't on The Bachelor. She was also on The Bachelor. But Naz was also on The Bachelor.
Do all these reality TV people meet in a cafe?
They do hang out. Yeah, they do. So it's not clear if they're just gym buddies or something more. But she's rumored to be on that new reality show, like overseas, of all the, wasn't it bachelors and bachelorettes from around the world?
Yeah. I think they were telling them it's a reality show and they were putting him on an island and they were going to say, the cameras are hidden, but there wasn't any cameras. They just wanted to get all the reality show people and put them on an island. And then, like, by the ninth month.
Good TV.
Ninth month, they'll be walking around going, no one's being voted off. I wonder how we're rating.
That is your spy. Brought to you by Sam Smith. His new album, The Thrill of It All, is out this Friday.
I'm not sure if you get it.
No, I know what you mean.
Because you're like, it'd be good TV. No, there'd be no cameras.
Yeah, right. But it'd be good TV.
But there's no cameras. Yeah. Oh, guess what? A place has opened up on the island. Would you like to go?
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.